OPEC surprised the oil markets yesterday after everyone in a sort of consensus evaluation of what was going on in Vienna suggested that OPEC ministers would leave production alone. They announced late yesterday that a 500,000-barrel-a-day cut would take place over the next 40 days. Joining us now is Javier Blas. He's the commodities correspondent with the Financial Times. Javier, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
You're on the line from London. It was a bit of a surprise yesterday. Would you call it a trial balloon, OPEC testing its power to stabilize prices on the downside?
I think that you are right. I think it's a trial balloon by OPEC to try to test if it's capable of keeping oil prices above $100. But it's a very risky trial balloon. We were expecting that OPEC was trimming production, but we were expecting that OPEC would keep that in secret, that they will just remove the overproduction that he placed in the market over the summer. It was a really surprise that OPEC made very clear that it was indeed announcing a production cut, particularly taking account that we are just less than 60 days for a U.S. election.
So I guess, you know, this puts OPEC in a strange position. I mean, over time, it's probably going to be hard for them politically to maintain a decent impression in world opinion if they're trying to defend a price of oil that's above $100 a barrel. And that's what this is going to look like if it goes on for a while.
It looks like that. And indeed, it's not only looking like that. It is indeed that. They are trying to defend $100 oil. And it is very interesting what has happened in the last 12 months, sorry, in the last year, because we because of the prices have moved so much in the last few months, we can lose a bit of the perspective. But this time last year, OPEC was concerned about prices above $75.
Wow.
And in 12 months, they have moved from being concerned about prices too high, about $75, to be concerned about prices are too low if they move above $100. And one has to ask, what is going to be next year? I mean, Iran is going to want more high prices, and Saudi Arabia is going to allow the Iranians to get their way. OPEC is really keeping prices high. And it's also showing that after bringing prices from 140 to 100, they think that they have done enough, and now the global economy has to continue suffering high prices.
Well, we should note that in the latest trades, oil is up marginally, so it's possible that OPEC has found a bit of a bottom here at about $103, $104 a barrel. What's the speculation, you know, going forward a couple of weeks?
Well, the market so far is very focused on demand and demand weakness. The global economy is slowing. U.S. could be in a recession anytime soon. Here in Europe, the situation is not very different. The U.K. is suffering. The Eurozone is also suffering. Japan is slowing down markedly. So, so far, the market is concerned about demand weakness. But this effort by OPEC could stop the prices going down more than a few more dollars from $100. And I will say that even if traders this morning were saying maybe this is not going to stop prices falling below $100, it indeed marks that OPEC is ready to do more to defend that level. And probably we are going to be hovering around $100. And very crucially, OPEC is meeting again in December.
Right, and that will tell the tale. Let me ask you one quick thing that I heard this morning, and that is that if oil ministers spike this too much, if they aren't careful, a significant slow in demand could actually cause a real slide in oil prices. And I heard some analysts saying that oil could be at $50 a barrel if OPEC isn't careful. What do you think of that analysis?
Well, I think that that's right. That if OPEC tried to keep prices too high, at the end of the day, what it's going to get on the long term is lower prices. OPEC is betting that Chinese consumers are going to keep buying a lot of gasoline, a lot of diesel, and that it's going to offset lower consumption elsewhere. But we are already witnessing some change in behavior. American drivers are driving less. Here in Europe, car sales are sharply down. That's consumers adjusting to high oil prices, and for OPEC could be a mistake if they keep pushing the prices too high. And in that, it's the balance between some of the members that are more hawkish, such as Venezuela.
That's what it always is, trying to find a consensus. Javier Blas, commodities correspondent with the Financial Times in London. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.